Hello and welcome to Understanding Astrology and Psychology Bridge series. In these series of videos, we are going to uncover the hidden layers between understanding the 9 Enneagrams in the Enneagram system of psychological evaluation, which has got 9 basic archetypes, bridging with the 27 nakshatras in the 12 zodiac signs of Vedic astrology. And we shall also borrow in from the 16 Myers-Briggs type indicators of personality into the 27 nakshatras in 12 zodiac signs. So we'll basically bring in the Enneagrams as well as MBTI models into the 27 nakshatras. So there'll be basically 27 videos of each. This is the introduction part of every video. And how we are going to cover that is by taking a standard format. This is for Ashwini Nakshatra, for example, where we are going to discuss the talents, abilities, ambition, and fulfillment in career first. Then we are going to do some SWOT analysis, strength, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats to each from a personality perspective. Then we are going to have some keywords which is discussing the different career possibilities for such nakshatras, especially if it's the Lord of the D1 or the D10. Best working relationships it has with other nakshatras, for example, this one has with Kritika, Rohini, and Vrikshira. And then we are going to bring in the Enneagram model types, 3 of them, which are closely matching with Ashwini kind of themes which we have discussed here. And later on, we'll also bring in the MBTI, again 3 types, which closely match with Ashwini. So now you can take this as a personality test if you don't know what your MBTI type is or Enneagram type is. I have covered it in a detailed playlist on this channel in a separate playlist, which gives the description and Excel sheet with the free download link of each and every Excel sheet. And you can find out what your Enneagram type is. You can find out what your MBTI type is and then come to this one. Okay. The rules are basically the same. To begin with, you can start with these 4 basic sets of rules. How do I start? If I have my Vedic astrology chart in front of me, the natal, the navamsha, the D10, how do I start? Always first see the ascendant nakshatra, be it natal, D9 or D10. That's the first starting point. For empty houses, if your 10th house is empty or your first house is empty, see the cusp of that house and what nakshatra that falls in. That would be also a good start because we are seeing it from a nakshatra point of view here. Yes. Number 3, for intimate relationships, marriage, see 7th house, 5th house, natal as well as D9 and the nakshatras thereof or the planets sitting thereof. Okay. For career talents, see nakshatra of the Lord of the 1st and 10th house in both natal, navamsha and D10. Compare and contrast. Natal is how you were born. Navamsha is how you turn out as personality later in life, post 32 or 36 years of age. And D10 is what talents, how you will be using the nakshatra talents in your career, in your business, in your job, right? So this being the basic set of rules and introduction, let's get started. Now coming to the 5th nakshatra of Mrigshira or Mrigshirsha, which falls half in Taurus, half in Gemini, that is 23 degrees, 20 minutes of Taurus, right up till end of Taurus, is the first 2 padas. And beginning of Gemini to 6 degree 40 minutes of Gemini is the other half. Okay, so half in Gemini, half in Taurus. What does it mean? So Taurus number 2 going into number 3, it's a Mars rule nakshatra. Remember the 159 rule of nakshatras. All Mars rule nakshatras fall half in different signs, going from Earth to Air. Okay, from Taurus to Gemini, the Chitra going from Libra to Scorpio, no, sorry, Virgo to Libra. Then last one going Dhanishta from Capricorn to Aquarius. So what is the essential life theme of a Mars ruled nakshatra? Mars ruled nakshatra is about carryover of leftover tasks from past life. This is as past life-y as it can get. Okay. very past life oriented nakshatras. If you're born in this ascendant, if it is in your D1 chart, D9 chart, D10 chart, especially if there's lord of the 10th house in these nakshatras, Mrikshesha, Chitra or Dhanishtha, it essentially means you have some carryover left. And why is that carryover left? Because Mars can be highly egotistical. It's like, I want everything for myself. But here, Mars Rule Nakshatra says, no boss, you have to give it now for others. You have to do work for others. Do the work for society, for others, for your family, for your children, for whatever it is, right? That's the essential drive. Selfless work. Finish off the incomplete task, which you did last time very selfishly. Now you come around and now you have to finish this for the sake of others. So leftover karma, Mars ruled nakshatras are dominant in that. Now, let's get to the talents, communication, adaptability, curiosity. It's a highly curious nakshatra. It is signified by the head of a deer. Hence the name Mrikashirsha means the head of a deer, which is constantly searching. Abilities constitute writing, research, networking, and multitasking. Their ambition is to explore ideas, communicate effectively, and learn continuously. These are the continuous learners of life. Intellectual quests. Fulfillment in career comes from writing, journalism, media, and teaching professions. The keywords in professions, therefore, would include journalism career, writer, writing profession, media career, investigative journalist. Also, since they are into lots of traveling, it's a travel career, explorer. You know, we find all these vlogs on the YouTube channel about people going to different places and taking videos of those. Travel guides, adventure career, travel industry. Mrikshira loves to constantly travel. It's the third house. It's a short journey. Research career, because it loves to explore stuff. Research is a dominant another aspect. Research career, scientist, research professional, scientific career or academic research. These are other keywords to use when you're talking of career. We shall see when we come to Enneagrams and MBTI types for this, which one is matching. Because essentially we are trying to bridge Enneagram matching to Nakshatra or MBTI matching to Nakshatra, or all three of them would be the best choice. Let's do some SWOT analysis. Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities and threats for the Mrikshesha. Strength being, they are versatile, they are communicative and they are inquisitive people, very curious people. The childlike curiosity of Gemini starts with Mrikshesha. Because this seems to be like a phase of life where it's a young child, okay? Always full of 20 questions. That's Mrikshesha. Weaknesses is restlessness, inconsistency and superficiality. Think again like a child. Child asks a question, doesn't care about the answer, it just wants to ask questions. Before you finish the answer, next question is there. That's Mrikshesha. Opportunities being research projects, media roles and educational fields. The threats being distraction from too many interests. Everything that passes by catches your interest. Conflict from inconsistency. You're not seeing one through follow-up. Again, see, remember past life, Mars? Lack of depth. They don't go deep into subject. They just skim through different kind of questions and finding some superficial answers. You see a lot of that on the internet these days, don't you? Therefore, the best relationships, working relationships these people have is with Ashwini. I wouldn't necessarily put it that, but never mind. Combines communication with dynamic action. Ashwini acts, but Ashwini is also too quick. Rohini, okay, kind of. Supports in creating nurturing and harmonious environments. That's good. Some grounding is there because it's squarely inside Taurus. It helps support that. Swati, because it enhances networking and balance in professional settings. Swati comes in Libra, which can support this. Now, getting to the Enneagram types, what I want you to do is take Enneagram, whatever is your type. If you do not know what it is, you can check out my other playlist where all the Enneagram types you can find out, whichever you belong to, and MBTI type as well. There are Excel sheets, free downloads for you to do it, and you will come back here and check this out. So Enneagram type. What is the first Enneagram type match? Is type 5. So Enneagram, as you know, is in 9 numbers. Type 5 being the investigator. Oh yes, they love research and writing. Perceptive, innovative, secretive, and isolated. This is the key trait of an investigator type 5 Enneagram. The basic fear being useless, helpless, or incapable. So they need to find answers. They are questioning and getting answers all the time. Basic desire is to be capable and competent. Motivation, gaining knowledge, understanding the environment, and conserving energy. Centers of intelligence, the head. We can see that with the ability of Nakshisha. Writing, research, networking, multitasking. Right? And since it is moving away from people, this would be in the keywords of career writer, writing profession, media, investigative journalism. Okay? That's where I would put type 5 Enneagram if you're that, along with a dominant Mrikshisha and D10, Lord of D10, 10th house, or ascendant of D10, or Lord of the 10th house Nakshatra in D1. Okay? That's where I would put the type 5 guys. Next type of Enneagram we have is type 7, the enthusiast. What does this kind of a person mean? The enthusiast type 7 Enneagram key traits are spontaneous, versatile, acquisitive, and scatterbrained. We just spoke of that, right? Like a young child who asks 20 questions, not caring about the answers. That's the enthusiast. They are just enthusiastic about everything. Nothing wrong with it. Basic fear, being deprived and in pain. Basic desire is to be satisfied and content, to have their needs fulfilled. They seek excitement and adventure. There you go. We got the keyword right there. Adventure here for a type 7 enthusiast Enneagram with Mrikshisha in D1 ascendant, D1 10th house lord being in, or D10 ascendant and D10 ascendant 10th lord being in, the combination of type 7 and that will make very good career in travels, an explorer, being a travel guide, being a National Geographic photographer, for example, being an adventure career, travel industry, that line, because they seek all the time a sense of adventure. That's type 7 for you. Next one is the individualist, type 4 Enneagram. Now, type 4 individualist key traits are, they are expressive, they are dramatic, they are self-absorbed, and they are temperamental. Guess what kind of roles they would fit in? Journalism career, writer, writing profession, media career, investigative journalism. Why? Because they don't have to deal so much with people. The individualists, as Mars nakshatras and as Mars dominant, Mars being a malefic, all malefics try to reduce, take out the life spirit and just reduce it to things. They are interested in the things part of things. They are not so much interested in life. That's why they are called malefics. Saturn, Mars, Rahu, Ketu reduce things to things. Reduce everything to a thing. I want the thing part of it. I don't want the life or the spirit part of it. That's how it works or materializes. Expressive, dramatic, self-absorbed, basic fear, having no identity or personal significance. So you see all these people in journalism, let's say even the podcasters, let's say even the TV, media, you know, they're always looking for something significant to write about, something dramatic to write about. This is where it comes from, that basic fear, type 4. If you are type 4 Enneagram and you are manifested some Mrikshisha in your chart, that means you have that innate drive to seek some significance in your life. That's the fear you are trying to overcome. Basic desire is to find themselves and their significance, to create an identity. That's what people in writing journalism these days and media look for. the term followers, you know, having likes and shares and subscribes, all of this stuff is what? Why do you want a following so much? You know, because you're seeking some identity there, right? Motivation is expressing individuality, avoiding the mundane and seeking depth and authenticity. So it's moving away from people. Mars moving away from people, doing things which involve abstract stuff like writing, career, journalism, media, investigative journalism. There's nothing to do with people. It has to do with your writing. Yes? Now let's consider MBTI types. What does MBTI provide us? INTP, the logician. Let's go over to INTP and see what INTP provides us. INTP is a logician. They're analysts. They are very good analyzers, Brikshisha, because they have innate research capacity. Right? Research career, research scientist, research professional. All will be typically having a dominant Brikshisha in their charts. They are innovative inventors with unquenchable thirst for knowledge. 101 Brikshisha. Analytical, objective, curious, abstract thinkers. INTPs often immerse themselves in learning and exploring new ideas. They prefer flexible routines and need time alone to think. I have a friend who is Brikshisha dominant. He is forever very comfortable in being alone and thinking up his ideas. Work involves research, analysis, creative. There you go. So there's the career path for you. Research career, scientist, research professional, scientific career, academic research, and so on. That's INTP. That's number one. Number two. ENTP. ENTP are essentially analysts again, but this one is a debater. Smart and curious thinkers who cannot resist an intellectual challenge. Journalism, media, teaching. Energetic, original, and spontaneous and outspoken. Dr. Jordan Peterson type creatures. Okay? Energetic, original, spontaneous and outspoken. He's all of this. ENTPs thrive on variety and spontaneity. They enjoy debating ideas and exploring new possibilities. Excel in roles that require creativity, innovation and persuasive skills. Marketing. It's one of the careers can be for Brikshisha because they are good in research and communication and curiosity. Combine communication, curiosity with ENTP. So if you are an ENTP, MBTI type, and you are a Brikshisha in Ascendant, in D1 Lord of the 10th, D10 Lord of the 1st, or D10 Lord of the 10th in Brikshisha, especially if it is Mercury, Venus, Mars, or combinations thereof, you'll be dominantly wanting this kind of career path. You might want journalism career. Okay. Now, after ENTP, last we finish up with INFP, the mediator. Let's see what INTP provides us. So the last one, INFP, is a mediator. Again, it's a diplomatic variety. They are poetic, they are kind, they are altruistic people, always eager to help a good cause. Idealistic, empathic, open-minded and reserved. The work ideal role for them involves creativity, helping others, working on meaningful projects. Arts, counseling, non-profit sector. So the way I see it, mixing with Brikshisha. So if you are INFP dominant and having Brikshisha dominant in your chart, you could be good for travel career, explorer, travel guide, you know, giving reviews on different kind of restaurants, cafes, traveling all over the world, what to see, what not to see. You've got plenty of those kind of professions these days, right? You can be good for those kind, a travel guide, because this is a softer nature. You're a softer kind of person being an INFP. You can give a more meaningful, softer touch to whatever it is that you are going to talk about with people, engaging with people. I'll see you in the next one with the sixth nakshatra of Ardra Nakshatra and their matches with Enneagram types and MBTI types. See you. Bye-bye.